Listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, cool like the head. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbot. We're going to be here till midnight tonight.
Bringing you right into Friday morning.
New showtime, baby.
Yeah, you know how it is.
We on the PM.
All right, that was just Tribe Called Quest once again. Future is wow. Future is now. You better believe it.
We got Shadow Days from Blackalicious.
Check it out.
Still kicking them rhymes, it's rugged and rough. But that won't sell, cause you gotta keep it real, so that we can feel where you're coming from. Because these streets is ill, so if you ain't killing niggas in rhymes, your whole sound's just bubblegum. I said I won't contribute to genocide, I'd rather try to cultivate the inner side and try to evolve the frustrated ghetto mind. The devil and his army never been a friend of mine, but niggas don't wanna hear that shit said. The brother who was obviously totally misled and yelled out murder, murder, kill, murder instilled in the influential thoughts of our kids' heads. Shallow days, you never wanna let a brother be a brother, fully in it till the out of caught up. And all them hollow nights, you can't escape, cause everywhere that I look, people frontin' and it just ain't right. Shallow days, you never wanna let a brother be a brother, fully in it till the out of caught up. And all them hollow nights, you can't escape, cause everywhere that I look, people frontin' and it just ain't right. I said, don't you know the powers that be are using people as pawns, devouring we until they see us all gone and out of the scene. And as I passed the chronic, he said, look at where I be. I tried to get a job for real, but all the homies hit licks and rob and steal and keep fat pockets caught in the rut to catch round his ways in. Plus, who could you trust? I said, I'm all about protecting mine, but neglected minds be getting left behind. Why don't you change your environment? He said, this is all I know. Plus, my fam's all that I got. I can't go. I said, you gotta make it for the fam. Damn, he said, I didn't make the ghetto. The ghetto made the man. I said, you more than just that. Shook his hand, said, damn, we gotta find a way to break the devil's master plan. Shallow days, you never wanna let a brother be a brother, fully in it till the out of caught up. And all them hollow nights, you can't escape, cause everywhere that I look, people frontin' and it just ain't right. Shallow days, you never wanna let a brother be a brother, fully in it till the out of caught up. And all them hollow nights, you can't escape, cause everywhere that I look, people frontin' and it just ain't right. The word peace is just an expression used to say bye when it's time to jet. And them red, black, and green medallions was all just part of a trend, I guess. Hardly ever see them around brothers next to me. Instead of that, go gats aspiring gangsters and Max who at the young age of four. We seeing more drama than war veterans instead of learning God's laws. And hip-hop is a voice, so we enlist that to express how we be feeling about this and that. But music does reflect life, and kids look up to what you portraying and mimic what you act like. It's time for a new day, an era in rap, conscious styles, making them aware of the happenings. But the ears seem more steered towards self-annihilation, so many might laugh and write this off like I'm out here just blowing wind. Maybe label it soft or unreal, something they can't feel, while they keep yelling murder, 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 kill, kill, kill. I just keep moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, you are listening to the WMFO Late Night Hour. This is Cool Like the Head, one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
This is Bobby Familiar, too.
No, that's Jonathan. Shut up, Jonathan. Don't take my identity. Want to start out by saying, anytime, Dill, you know we got you. All right, Jonathan, you were mentioning you had some interesting happenings.
Yeah, I have, actually. I haven't seen you in a while, man. By the way, how are you?
It was good, yeah. Last time, you know, we were just...
I don't know. Distant. Bobby and I have become strangers, you know? I mean, you may think we're friends. We do the show together, but...
We used to live together, so now we live on opposite sides of the town. Neither of us make the effort, because it's not worth it.
I mean, I don't really care that much. You know, he's really lonely over there, but, you know, it's okay, you know?
Jonathan's stuck in his own little world.
I invited Bobby to come to this show with me the other night, and you know, he just didn't even respond.
You didn't text me.
Yeah, I did. You know, I went by myself.
That was Sunday.
Yeah, I went on Sunday. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I went to go see Trash Talk.
Oh yeah, Antoine. I did. I wanted to go to that. How was moshing? Was it fun? Good mosh pit.
Whatever, man.
You didn't get. Yeah, I don't know. Going to concerts with Jonathan is always an interesting experience.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like most of the time we almost get into a fight.
Yeah, probably.
Or do get into a fight.
Anyway, I went to go see Trash Talk at the Middle East upstairs on Sunday night.
Central Square.
Yeah, it was a nice night. It was a little drizzle outside. I don't usually go to concerts by myself. It was kind of an interesting experience. I was just like, all right, whatever, I'm going.
And I think that's a good experience to have because you just do what you
want
to do.
You know, you're not really like restrained when you're in there. You just do whatever the fuck you want, you know? Like, so I got there.
It's like going on vacation by yourself.
Yeah. I got there and it was raining a little bit. And then there was this like opening act that was really dumb. DJ Black Noise.
Opening acts. Always suck.
It was the first opening act.
Always terrible.
DJ Black Noise, real bad. He's playing some...
He was DJ Bad Noise?
No, Black Noise.
Oh.
After him was Antoine, who was dope.
Antoine was good.
Everyone was like slam dancing at Antoine. I was in there. I was having a good time.
Anyone slam dance too hard?
Yeah, I mean, this kind of the show where you do slam dance too hard. Like the Trash Talk crowd coming for Antoine, they were moshing pretty good.
That's tight.
Yeah, I mean, Antoine played like 3 or 4, maybe like 5 songs. Then he got off, but
that's not that many.
Yeah, I was kind of like sizing up the crowd, you know. It was pretty small. It was probably maybe like 80 to 100 people there.
Intimate.
I saw one of the hosts from the past show, if you've been listening for the past couple hours, you know, one of the dudes was there, so I was like, hey, what up, man? Cool with the head. So Trash Talk comes on. Kind of been scoping out the crowd at this point. There's like this one dude who's got this like jersey on. It's got like number 12 on the front and on the back.
Brady.
No, it's a little petri. It just said fuck on the back. All right, this dude's a threat. He was he was going pretty crazy.
Threat assessment. Dang, yeah.
He was you think he banging had... his head. I was like, all right, stay away from me, man. No, don't hurt me. yeah, so then Trash Talk comes on. I saw Lee Spielman just like walking around in the crowd before the show, watching Antoine. I was like, damn, Steve. I was like, yo, what up, Lee? Hey. And so yeah, he just comes on the stage. Dude just turns a switch. Just goes from this chill, kind of like standing there smoking a cigarette, flicks it. There's a security guard on the side of the stage. He's like, yeah, get the fuck off the stage now. This is the older guy from the Middle East. I don't know. He's just like, yeah, get off. The whole band was just like, yeah, man, we don't need your help. And then just immediately go into like these, like, start playing these like really fast, like 30 second long songs. Like, this is Black Hole. He's like, starts losing his shit. Honestly, people are starting going crazy. He's at one point, he's like climbing this pillar, and he's like, he started like carving a pentagram into the wall with the microphone, and underneath them people are just like running up on the stage and jumping into the crowd and shit. And I saw this dude, the fuck guy, the number 12 fuck jersey, just smash his face on the back of some dude's head. Real hard, like
on purpose?
No. Like he just got destroyed and
blood.
Yeah, he
hell yeah
badly. He walked up to his girlfriend and
fuck. Said, hey, is 12 my, fuck had a girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. Surprisingly, and he said, hey, is my nose? He was right next
out
to
there
me
for everybody.
And this dude is bleeding like everywhere, and it wasn't just like a deviated septum.
It only takes
deal.
8 pounds of pressure to break your nose.
This dude's bone was like snapped, and he just like didn't even give a shit. He just went back in and just spewing blood and shit. I was like, damn,
you get any of that blood
pumped
on you?
I don't know. Maybe I was in there. I was a little scared at points, but yeah, it was a good show, man. It was some crazy shit.
So I'm sorry I didn't go, but it sounds like you had a personal experience. Yeah, you know, talking about carving the pentagram reminds me of my Norwegian death metal phase.
Yeah,
back in the days, they do some crazy shit on stage. They've like people hanging from crosses, like crucified people on the stage.
Yeah,
that kind of shit.
That's heavy.
That guy, we featured him on Cool Like the Head before. What's the name of the guy that cuts himself up and poops on stage?
Oh, G.G. Allen.
Artist.
he's American, though. Born and bred, baby.
Yeah. Was American, right?
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's a man. I love G.G. Allen.
Yeah, truly...
He's real.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
real punk.
Truly was a firecracker in his in his short, but... explosive life. He really took everything by the nuts.
Yeah, that dude's punk as hell. We're gonna play some of him later tonight. Right now we'll leave you with Cab Fare, Soul of Mischief.
Alright, stay listening, babies. Say your final summons. If I catch you, better regret you ever ditch me. Driving, conniving, guy's been robbing me lately. He went up Lake Street, but I'm following up steps. He ran to the left, I made a laughing crash into a rose bush, my nose crushed on impact. But yeah, I'll get him back. I didn't have enough for a car, what a bummer. I had to get a job driving taxis last summer. All the other drivers knew that my car was spectacular, cause I had a tight, very bright yellow Acura. Off the leash, cause if he stepped in, I would have to squash the beast. And if you did-
got something coming up. Roots are cool like that head. I'd say, you know, we rooted in the slums of Shaolin. We got some
chopping heads
coming at you.
Chopping heads.
It's all about the beatbox.
You can't defeat my Shaolin style, baby.
One, two, this is how we do it from Brooklyn. Oh yeah, that sound kind of funky. Ow! Alright, break it down, then I'll start. Check it out. When I begin to wreck a hip-hop tune, the crowd reacts immediately, if not soon. I'm black and proud, I move the crowd, I raise from hell. Yo, my lyrics alone rock the bells of those who say that it's me, they want a scar. That's like George Burns without a cigar. Some come in the game and project the heart image, but they can't never get past the line of scrimmage, cause I'm on a defense with a tough sequence, and you lack the knowledge to understand a pretense. So just from not planning it right, you got sacked by a blitz of rhymes that were broken down the stacks. Therefore, the mic was hyped, but then your hand got stripped and ripped while it slipped from its stand. Then what happened? You begin to cease to control it. You fumbled, couldn't rumble, so then I stole it. How did you think you can make first down? If you were boxing, you wouldn't escape the first round. Save the ball. Don't even begin to waste time. Drop the mic before you lose space in your rhyme and realize you were just weak from the start. You make demos, but really don't master the art. I know you know, deep down inside, you can't blow, cause you're backwards. When I said red, you said go, but you should've stopped, because the red was the bloodshed. But you ignored the warning and you went ahead and tried me, G, by setting up a match, a fair one, meaning no strings attached, and bang.
Hey, I don't want to cut you short.
I'm in there.
On video music box. We out of here.
Peace. Oh, one more thing before you cut it off. I'd like to congratulate my physical cousin, Ason, for his newborn baby daughter today.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Hey, welcome up. We out of here, y'all. On what show?
Peace. Use a video box, man. Motherfucking Rap McDaniel and the whole motherfucking crew.
Video music box. Peace, y'all.
Listen to that.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't think I could be there. Tell me
the
when.
Camera.
Just listening to GZA and ODB freestyling
back in 91 before they blew up.
The red and gold. We got bring you some Big L. Got East Coast rap tonight on that sand, that dirt man shit. Yeah. There you go, baby.
Cool like the hit.
Fucking L, and I'm about to catch wreck off this dirt man shit. Yo, check it out. This that Sandman 118 shit. And it's the BIGL straight from 139 and fucking Linux. Harlem, the danger zone. I gotta represent it. Somebody gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey yo, I got a new single out. It's called MVP, the most valuable poet. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm the most valuable poet when it comes to this shit. And I'ma prove it right now. Check it out. My click is quick to pull the bullet in a stranger's dome. You should've known. Not to roam through the danger zone. In Harlem is where the thugs rest. In a slug fest, we sending faggots all the way to heaven like Doug Fresh. Big L grew up in the slums with greed, known for drawing guns with speed and selling tons of weed, cause I got sons to feed. And it's a must that my toast smokes. I'm not like most folks. Fuck 10s and 20s, I carry ghost notes. And it's a must that I commence to slain any faggot MC who goes against the grain. I'ma smoke Pataki ass and Rudolph Julie like a bully. I keep a toolie for any movie who act fully. So if a nigga disrespect L, to hell is where I'ma send him. After I skin him and spit some venom in him, I run with intruders, looters and sharpshooters who spark brooders and fuck thick bitches with large shooters. Now I'm the nigga that be jumping on your stereo. When I walk the streets, the bitches be tapping their friends like there we go. Never had rules to follow, none of my jewels are hollow. Try to tax mines and you'll be on the news tomorrow. Cause I never was the type to start beefs, but I spark creeps on dark streets and stop they heartbeats. The hell was silly games, I play survival sports. Sometimes I be in the crib stressed the fuck out with suicidal thoughts. All my life I've been a lady bruiser, a wrong chooser, school refuser, drug abuser, born loser. Clothes bummy, nose runny, it wasn't funny. A little dummy who tried to kill his struggle for insurance money. Not me and the devil is on the same team. I'ma hit the mainstream with ill raps that's poison like gangrene. I'm better than every rapper that you thought was raw. Peace to all of my peoples out in Baltimore. I'm not a coward, it's frontin' on me. I won't allow it, I'm high-powered. Fucking freak bitches like Adina Howard. Front and get your belly torn. I keep a pelly on, I'm fucking with Grey Poupon and Don Perry on the Apple Punk Rocks. Quick to give a chump notch, you ain't tough. The only thing you shootin' is jump shots. My style is hard like strong lumber. Cute chicks get the dick, ugly bitches get the wrong number. And that's how we doing it.
Alright, WMFO Medford, 91.5, you know what it is. It's 11:30 on the dot, cool like the head, you're tuning in, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, what's been going on with you, Bobby? About me.
Yeah, enough about you, Jonathan. Whatever, man. Yeah. Yo, I did like 6 psych studies this week, just selling my body for cash, straight cash.
Yeah, psych studies, man.
Yeah. It's a good income flow, man.
About
good.
Yourself?
What?
Learning anything about yourself?
I mean, I learned that I'm, you know, decent with directions. That was kind of nothing, you know, real deep psychological. I don't want to learn that stuff.
You're some monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Fucking space monkey. You should shave your head. Smacked ass.
What's that about, man?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Bobby anymore.
That's really the friends. Is that your new character on the show, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's my sure. That's a character.
Yeah, it's a character.
Whatever.
I still like you, man. Okay, cool. But it's cool. We'll work shit out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see your text that you apparently sent. This is too much drama, man. Yeah. Cool Like the Head's not a.
Yeah, Cool Like the Head.
It's not about drama. You know, we drop the drama here. Listen to some good music.
Cool Like the Head.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing.
I've been in a dark time, you know. I've been bugging.
Sometimes I just sit in my living room on my rocking chair. I just look down. Yeah, and I just look out at the road. But no one ever comes down my road because it's like a side street, so you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I saw an accident actually. Right in front of my house. Yeah.
Finally, yo.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one. I've been waiting though.
That's dope. Yeah.
It was kind of a minor. It was like a rear end.
Yeah, Jonathan lives he lives on a rotary, so we've been waiting for an accident to happen.
It's
inevitable. Yeah,
I'm waiting for that accident that ends up
the tow truck just pulls him right up to the funeral home.
Yeah,
that's grim.
Scoops up the. You know, puddles of body parts and...
You say Bobby parts? Are you
body
picked,
parts.
You, yeah, I think that was a little Freudian slip, man.
Yeah, whatever.
you want me to get into an accident?
Yeah, he drives a little crazy, you know. Might slip one of these days. Might be reading an article about body
I do not drive crazy, man.
A Tufts Observer. One of our contributors...
Yo, good looks, man. Thanks for the shout
check out.
Check out
the Observer. You'll know which one he's written about based on the content, you know.
Yeah, what's it about, Jonathan?
I don't know. You'll see. Anyway, about the accident, this little rear end situation happening. I was just minding my own business, you know, watching videos and such, maybe reading a little bit. In my room, and my window was open because it was a beautiful day, and I saw this man in a red, like a fire truck red VW Bug, new model, and he rear-ended this family of like 6, this older couple, and this dude. Just was not having it. He just gets out of his car screaming at these people. So, and he just gets on the phone, he starts snapping pictures. And this dude just starts going crazy. The police showed up. And then he kind of started playing it cool. But he was not doing so hot. And then he got on the phone with someone. He's swearing all these obscenities and such. And then he starts dropping the N-word. This dude's not even... He's white.
That's never good.
Not cool, man. And then he just... The police came over and this dude just starts crying. He was breaking down in tears. Grown-ass man.
He's regressing, man. That's a defense mechanism, you know. He's regressing back to an infantile state because he's good, scared.
Man. It was a good scene. You know? It was right outside my window. It was a good late afternoon interlude. Yeah.
A little spice on your day.
Pathetic, you know. It's very midlife crisis.
Very harrowing.
Episode. Yeah. I liked it.
I like it. Okay, so we just had some fresh souls come into the studio.
How's it going? Returning guests.
No, you gotta... I gotta come around. Yeah, it's on an arm, so you just move it.
Speak into the mic. What?
Hello?
I guess. Is this 102?
Oh, yeah, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear anything on my headphones,
and we got Nick.
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight, everybody? Checking in.
Oh, there we go. Oh, is everyone saying cool with the head? You're on like
cool,
the head?
Like cool. Here, if I just like turn this little knob here.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Check in, check
we're doing
in, check
great.
1, 2. Ooh, very
how
nice.
Are you guys doing?
Oh, we compression.
Oh, we've been doing tight so far. Good show. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a good show.
Jonathan and I are always peaking when we don't have any guests on. Yeah, we figured that out tonight.
Yeah, talking about car crashes and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I saw one.
Peeking.
Yeah, always going dark.
He saw a car crash. I mean,
really?
it's what happened during the week.
I got to talk about something.
He also, you know, we talked about this guy who broke his nose. At a concert Jonathan was at, so a lot of bad stuff surrounds Jonathan.
What's been happening with you guys?
Not much. Jacob, who's here with us tonight, all the way from Oneonta, New York. So
guys.
He got in tonight, 6-hour bus, I think.
Damn. Yeah,
something Oneonta? Intense.
What bus you take?
Well, my friend, I took two buses. I transferred from Albany to a second. And I'll tell you. Before you buy a ticket on Greyhound.com, they make you accept these terms of access, right? And under it explains what you're going to be provided with on Greyhound. On this list, it includes a plug in the wall to plug in your iPhone and Wi-Fi.
It's not there, right?
Neither existed. Yeah,
I took Greyhound. Same thing, man. Greyhound's the worst.
Yeah,
not worse than Megabus.
You know, I paid $75 for a ticket from Oneonta to here today.
Oof.
That's what I call no cursing, right?
Yeah, was it worth it? Yeah, you can curse.
No, you know.
I was going to say professional. That's what I call booty.
No fucking curse.
Yeah.
Booty. Yeah, booty's one of the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, it's the big ones, right?
Booty.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Rocking everywhere.
Rebel.
Someone's on the radio right now. It's like, these guys are speaking my language. You guys know what I'm talking about. No, it was cool. It was actually a great ride. Usually, last time, they were stressing me about not having the ticket on the same side of the paper or something like that. Greyhound's crazy, man. They got all these regulations. They don't care about you too much.
They're strict.
They're so strict. I'd rather take that mega bus. Easy, $10. That's too easy.
I'm about the Bolt bus. They have
Bolt.
Like
tell me about this.
Pleather seats.
That's a Boston thing, though. That doesn't help him.
Nah, Bolt bus runs through the city. Yeah, I don't know about Albany.
Oh, I think I have
heard of Bolt. Out nowhere in the middle of the woods where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Bolt bus is all about those, city destinations only.
You take Bolt bus right at first and like 32nd, something like that.
Yeah, all those. I was talking to this.
The city guys, no, not Boston, New York is what we're talking about.
Yeah, everybody.
Whenever I see a New York license plate around here, I'm like, oh shit.
What the fuck is that supposed to
crash?
Oh shit.
Nick's so probably drunk driving.
We're like, I'm jealous.
It's not like you're from Manhattan or something. You're from Brooklyn. Come on.
Brooklyn is way doper than Manhattan.
Something like that.
Westchester, my ass.
Westchester, booty. Reoccurring themes.
Yep.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah, well, the only time I stop in New York is going over the GW Bridge.
Ooh,
that sucks.
That's a good
ass.
Bridge.
Nah, that's like my favorite bridge. That is a beautiful bridge.
Gorgeous.
You just called the Holland Tunnel?
I said the Holland Tunnel.
Good.
I go over the Tappan Zee to avoid New York.
Dude, Tappan Zee is trash.
Can we get into the Tappan Zee, everybody? Everybody's tuning in. We call it Tappan Zee.
Yeah, someone can just give us a call here at the studio. What do you feel about the Tappan Zee versus the Holland Tunnel?
That's 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Mateo, especially if you're listening.
I hate talking routes. I hate it when people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I take 95 south to 495. It's way quicker than 128 to Route 2. I'm like, shut up, man.
Yeah, that's
who cares?
I don't know how to drive, so you're basically speaking another language.
Who cares? My parents always do that. Like, first thing I go home is like a half-hour conversation about how I got there.
It's like, you don't want to take Sunset Boulevard all the way down to
that. That is drab first conversation to have with your parents after months of being apart.
If you didn't want me to come home, should have just said so.
I would rather talk about the rain outside.
Stop chewing gum on the air right now.
Yeah.
My little piece of paper.
No, only if it's Stride. I think we're sponsored by Stride.
Actuality.
So.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, Bob.
When's the last time you
tried gum? I like those commercials.
What? Are those the one with the? Oh, that's Orbit with the clean talking.
Oh, damn it! Yeah.
Hey, Bob. I got no tea though.
They gotta have something.
Yeah. Oh.
Every gum company.
You don't.
Dude, no.
We're going straight then.
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh yes.
And we're hitting some creative differences here in the studio, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should take five and just cool off, guys.
Been hitting creative differences for some time now.
Hey, what's the music theme been tonight, guys?
Little Coltrane.
Little jazz.
Ooh. Little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Ooh.
Big L.
Speaking of, oh my God, it's fucking right on my alley.
Jacob.
Yeah.
You're a musician. Mm. Give us a song to play.
Okay. Try this one out for size. Is recently added to. I discovered this dude called Nombe, Nombe, and there's a song called Miss Mirage that's been on repeat on Spotify. Mm-hmm. If you guys have that access.
Oh, we got it coming. Oh, up. We'll leave you with this.
Miss Mirage. This is some cool stuff.
All right, stay tuned. Cool like the head. WMFO. All
right. Dire was an old age. Tried to rise up. Above sea, they've been crouching and silent for days. As my garden grows eggs and the turf drinks old grain, now their bodies are dancing always.
like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting for rain, like a school kid waiting for spring. I'm sitting here waiting for you to come on back home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you. After all, you're the one that turned me off. Now you're the only one that can turn me back on. Ooh, the hi-fi's waiting for a new tune, and my glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come home and turn me on.
This is Cool Like the Head coming off To Say Goodnight to Y'all I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbo. Thank you for coming on, Nikki and Jacob. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. It's been a great night.
The pleasure is all mine.
All right.
So it's always good when we got guests.
Yeah. Always nice. Always nice. Especially such, you know, eloquent guests as these ones.
Oh, it's a goddamn honor, guys.
Indeed.
The goddamn honor.
We only wish we could have been here for the whole time slot.
Hey, it's okay. You got your feature.
Promo.
Okay. We got something to send y'all to bed tonight. Something really relaxing to give you nice, quiet, calm, peaceful dreams, or a dreamless sleep, which is, you know, the most sought after, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A sweet, sweet dreamless sleep. So here you go. Here's something to let you ease into the night.
Good night. All right.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. For you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your